Last night I watched a movie called Center Stage, starring my favorite Hong Kong actress, Maggie Cheung. This is actually a Golden Harvest movie, and it is available to stream on the Criterion Channel. To me, this was a classy picture. Reminds me of the films of Zhang Yimou, especially the 90s stuff he was doing with, I'm not sure what actress. Oh, the actress from... the hot one from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Penis. I think that's who it is. Anyway, so he did Raise the Red Lantern and things like this. He later did Hero, which is more of an action movie, but still kind of big, baroque, ornate. I think this had some of that. This is sort of like a classy costume drama slash period melodrama. This is kind of like a little gem that I found streaming on Criterion. I didn't know anything about it, and I really enjoyed what I saw. I fell asleep, so I didn't finish the movie. I don't remember there being much, if any, action. I think it was, this movie was more focused on the interrelationships and on Maggie Cheung as this princess who... I don't know, she was some sort of royalty, I believe. I'm not quite sure what the story was. Obviously, I don't have too much to say about this movie right now. I have to finish it and perhaps do some research on it. This is Video Nasties. I was rewatching My Young Auntie on Arrow streaming, and I was struck by the scene where... And this is the famous scene from the movie with the famous shot of her pulling her gloves up. And this is an actress who I love. She's my favorite Shaw Brothers actress. Anyway, she plays the auntie, and at one point she and or her rather and the cousin go into town, and as far as I can tell, the entire thing is a set. It's just like this built street that's supposed to represent this kind of like either like a city block or just like the downtown area in this town. I'm trying to remember. I don't think they ever say like where they are or where it's supposed to be. Anyway, I just thought that set was really cool, and I was just reminded of it. I watched a movie which I did not finish, called The Comfort of Strangers. It's a Paul Schrader movie. I had never seen it before. It's available to stream on the Criterion Channel. It struck me as sort of a bit of a classier Paul Schrader production. Some of his movies get a little down and dirty and a little naughty. And this one just seemed to play it above the belt a little bit more than some of his other work. I don't know. Maybe I'm unfair to Paul Schrader just because I think he's kind of a weird director. What's interesting, though, and this is something I was thinking about today while I was listening to the new episode of the Brady Sinelis podcast where he was talking about having dinner with Paul Schrader. And by the way, he said he's a very nice dinner guest. He seems like a very interesting guy, great screenwriter. I wouldn't say he's a great director, but he is a prolific director. He, for someone who's so well known as a screenwriter, he has directed a lot of movies. I mean, The Comfort of Strangers is just one random one. And recently, I mean, maybe more than ever, he's just kind of like cranking them out. He's got another new movie. The Card Counter was the last one I watched again. Did not finish it. Seems to be becoming a theme on this podcast. I have to work on that, finishing movies that I start watching. Anyway, his new movie is called Master Gardener, and I'm forgetting who stars in it. I can tell you that Rupert Grint and Natasha Richardson star in The Comfort of Strangers. So yeah, it was good. I want to say Willem Dafoe is in it as well, but I'm not sure. I might be mixing it up with something else, because Willem Dafoe was another topic of conversation on the new Brady Sinelis podcast, which I've been listening to a few times. Now, Willem Dafoe is also the hint for the movie that I'm going to talk about next. This episode will probably post as just one long episode, so I guess this hint is kind of moot, but the hint is that the movie is available to stream on Netflix, or at least it was last time I checked, so I have to check again, and features a young Willem Dafoe in a supporting performance, or a small role, I'm not sure. I've never seen this movie. I'm very curious about it. I'm not sure how I'll feel about it, but I need to experience it for myself. I need to see for myself what it is. Now, I may change my mind by tonight. I may end up wanting to watch something else. Either way, you'll be hearing about it tomorrow on Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. Peace. Last night I watched a movie called The Initiation, and I'm telling you, I am on my Eli Roth shit, my Cabin Fever shit, my sort of hazy, hot summer days, down south, hillbilly, inbred, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Wrong Turn, fucked up shit, Rob Zombie, Hill People, The Hills Have Eyes, that kind of shit. I'm fully on it, people. I'm fully on it. And last night I just wanted to watch a grisly, fucked up slasher movie where a bunch of high school kids get killed in the woods. I mean, is that so much to ask to watch a movie like that from the 80s? So I found The Initiation. I think it's called The Initiation. It might be like The Initiated or something. And it did scratch that itch for me, that slasher movie itch. The kills are always the most important thing in a slasher movie, and I thought that the kills just weren't really there. That's really the problem with a lot of these slasher movies, is they don't have Tom Savini on that shit. And yeah, the kills just never quite do it for me. They don't quite satisfy. So it had this weird synth score. It's got the kind of trite, annoying dialogue that you find in a lot of these movies. The stiff performances, it's all there. I was pretty stoned. I picked up some more weed yesterday, a new strain, actually called Bubble Bath, which isn't as good as the one that they had at this dispensary that I go to. I go there for the price, because you can get a $20 eighth there, which is unheard of, as far as I know. But yeah, this strain isn't as strong as the last one I was smoking on, but it still got me there. So I was pretty fucking high last night watching this movie. So I don't remember a lot of it, but that's The Initiation. That's the slasher movie that I chose for last night. That's the movie that I chose for last night. And this is Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Peace. The Mothers is a movie that I've loved for a while now. It stars Jeannie Bell and Brenda Sykes. I'm not sure if Brenda Sykes is in it. I'm pretty sure Jeannie Bell is in it. I watched it months and months ago, maybe even years ago at this point, on Amazon Prime. It was available to stream there, and it is now available to stream on Shudder. It just appeared there in their new movies section, and I had to watch it. I had to put it on again, even though I've seen it two or three times at this point. So I watched the beginning, the kind of first scene where the our main characters, the kind of pirates, take over this sort of yacht where these rich white people are having a party, and the pirates take over. And I didn't get much further than that into the movie because I fell asleep. But I have, as I said, I have seen it before a few times. And I love when they get to the jungle. I love the jungle setting. I love the big action ending. I love the women in it. I love the Filipino exploitation element of it. There's also a blaxploitation element to it that I love. It's just got this real flavor to it, this real vibe. It's very 70s in a great way. I particularly love the dialogue, actually. There's just this kind of, like, poppy, punchy kind of dialogue that they used to use in the 70s that you don't hear anymore. It's kind of fun and kind of, like, jive speak, but it's also got a little bit of a bite to it. It's a little sassy, a little saucy, but they have these kind of, like, cool phrases that they used to use, and there's just something punchy and fun and engaging about it that you don't hear a lot in dialogue anymore. In fact, short of Tarantino, I'm not sure if you hear it at all anymore. So I was mentioning the dialogue in The Initiation from last night and how I love the dialogue in these slasher movies from the 80s. They use these kind of like antiquated phrases, and again, sort of related to the mothers, even though I don't like the dialogue as much as I do in the mothers and movies of its ilk. I prefer 70s dialogue to 80s dialogue. But I just love how they speak in these cliches, and it's just kind of fascinating to me. So there was one line that popped out for me last night that I just remembered. The main girl in this movie, the star of it, is someone who I recognize, I think, from television, but I could not place her. I may look it up, actually, just to figure out what the hell I know her from. Anyway, she's pretty and cute, and she kind of has this sort of, like, masculine quality to her, so I imagine she makes a good final girl. I didn't make it to the end of the movie, so I don't know if she's actually the final girl. Last time I watched one of these slashers, I was surprised, because the sort of tomboy girl who I thought was going to be the final girl ended up getting killed, so maybe she gets killed too. Anyway, she's this college girl or something. This is in The Initiation. And she's with some of her girls, some of her friends. I think they're sorority girls. I think part of this movie takes place in a sorority house. Memories are coming back to me from last night of this movie. So one of her sorority sisters, they're talking about some guy that was into her or something, or coming after her or something. And one of her sorority sisters says, "He was hounding you like you were a bitch in heat." And for some reason, that line really stuck out to me. This is Video Nasties. So Brady Sinella said something kind of interesting in the latest episode of his podcast, the Brady Sinella's podcast. He was talking about how he's thinking about writing his own version of Cinema Speculation by Quentin Tarantino. And he said that it's actually... most of it is already written. Most of it is coming from the podcast. And he said that he would like to do his own version. He said that he wasn't particularly excited about the movies that Tarantino chose to review in that book. He says that his tastes run more mainstream, which I thought was really interesting and was something I always noticed about him. He reviewed positively a new indie movie called Palm Trees and Power Lines, which I would like to check out. And then there's also this other movie, which I still don't want to mention because I still want to watch it and review it on the pod. But every night I end up choosing something else and forgetting completely to watch it. So there's that movie. And then there's the Paul Schrader stuff. Not that The Comfort of Strangers is a particularly commercial movie. However, American Gigolo was commercial in 1980, or it turned out to be. I don't know, just thinking about these different movies that sort of exist within the orbit of Brady Sinelis, and how, indeed, he's right, his tastes do run more mainstream than Tarantino. Tarantino's tastes tend to run more off the beaten path, and that's where my personal tastes tend to run as well. But it's interesting to get the mainstream stuff. It's interesting to watch it and keep up on it and see what's popular and what is considered mainstream now. To me, that's kind of what's most interesting about mainstream stuff, is just this concept, this idea of what is considered mainstream now. What is, quote-unquote, suitable for mainstream digestion or mainstream consumption. That's the word I'm looking for. What is suitable for mainstream consumption now, right now, in this moment, in 2023? You know, I heard once that abstract art the abstract art of 20 years ago is the mainstream art of today, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe that ties into this as well. Peace.
This has been a production of Reptilian.